Can you take Buttercup for a quick walk? Ginny yawns and crawls under her covers. My gaze flits toward her sash hanging neatly over a hanger in the open closet. Would it kill her to put it on and take her own dog outside? I sigh. Sure. I clip Buttercup's leash to her collar and pick her up before she can repeat her earlier temper tantrum. For obvious reasons, I bypass the elevator and take the adjacent stairwell. We're about halfway down to the ground floor when I hear another set of footsteps. They seem to be heading in our direction, and I cringe, wondering which state beauty queen am I about to run into. I glare at Buttercup. I swear, if you fart again, you're on your own from now on. Got it? She belches in response. Lovely. Why does this dog hate me so much? We round the corner and I keep my head down. Maybe if I don't make eye contact, I won't get trapped into a conversation about hair extensions or world peace. But the first thing I see when I step onto the landing is another dog. And it looks so much like Buttercup that I stop dead in my tracks. Wow! I blink. It's another Frenchie mix, or maybe a purebred. The dog is the same blue-gray color as Buttercup and has the same roly-poly eyes and comically oversized ears. Twins. What are the odds? I drag my gaze from the dog to its owner, who's definitely not wearing a beauty queen sash. On the contrary, the person on the other end of the leash is a he, and he's wearing a tie. A very posh-looking tie, silky smooth. I have the irrational desire to reach out and touch it. Twins, I echo, because I can't seem to come up with anything else to say. The exact odds of identical twins being born to humans is one out of every 250 births. But I'm pretty sure he meant that question rhetorically. He smiles, and it's a very attractive smile, very swoon-inducing. This stranger might not be a beauty queen, but he's still pretty. In a chiseled, roguish sort of way, of course. Like Rhett Butler in Armani. Am I the only average-looking person in this entire hotel? He nods toward his dog. This is Hamlet. A Shakespearean pet name? My librarian heart beats a little faster. Let me guess. He glances at Buttercup and lifts a brow. Fluffy? I let out a laugh and shake my head. Fang? His smile widens. It's Fang, isn't it? He's listing dog names from the Harry Potter series, which means he's noticed my Hogwarts shirt. It also means he's more than just casually familiar with the books. Where on earth did he come from? Did I somehow conjure him with my theme park wand? It's Buttercup, actually. But I've been thinking that now. Fang is a much better fit. Thanks for the suggestion. It's suddenly unbearably warm in the stairwell. I'm consciously aware of the fact that I'm staring at him. I'm studying him so closely that I notice the dimple in his left cheek, hidden beneath the stubble that lines his jaw. I notice the dark rim around his irises. Such a contrast to the clear light blue of his eyes. And I even managed to take in the fine weave of his suit jacket. What am I doing?